Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Wesley Early. This week on AK, stepping into adulthood. This summer, high school graduates from all over the state are moving beyond their childhood, whether that's furthering their education, entering the workforce, or just exploring life. But as KFSK's Angela Denning reports, one Petersburg graduate has had to overcome challenges to get to this point.
Zach Christensen is helping his uncle Lars garden. The lanky 18-year-old lives with his uncle on Petersburg's main highway. They pulled speakers out onto the concrete front steps to listen while they work. In the corner of the yard, near the road, there's a strawberry patch that's overrun with weeds. Zach leans over and pulls out handfuls of green grass. He's no stranger to manual labor. Staying active is actually the doctor's orders for his cerebral palsy.
Work hard so body will build up a little bit there. Keep the muscles I need strengthened.
He also goes to the gym to weightlift.
Through my life, I've learned that I just gotta keep proving people wrong that I can do all these things I want to do and go places.
He has big plans. He wants to start a life in northeastern Montana where his extended family lives. The town is Marion, with about 300 residents.
I'm not a big fan of big crowds or big cities or anything like that. Just ask my mom, when I gotta go through crowds, I just turn into a horrible person.
He's an outdoors boy. He doesn't like the city.
That's Zach's mom, Molly Christensen. When Zach was born, doctors told her he might not be able to do things like other children.
He may not walk. He may not ever talk. He might be a vegetable. And he ended up defying all the odds.
But it hasn't been an easy road. Zach had seizures for the first 6 months of his life before medication ended them. Fine motor skills remain difficult, like writing. He's relied on typing, and in school, he had an aide that he could dictate notes to.
Carrying a plate, having a drink in his hand, anything that requires dexterity has always been a huge challenge for him.
Growing up, Zach had all kinds of therapy, physical, occupational, speech, and in a town of 3,000, that therapy wasn't always close to home. In the eighth grade, his mom flew him to Portland, Oregon every week for nearly a year. They'd fly down on Sunday, see doctors Monday, and return to Alaska on Tuesday.
That was a really crazy year. Zach got real burned out with flying.
Got very old.
Molly decided that traveling from Petersburg, where she had family support and Zach had friends, was better than moving for temporary medical care. And in the end, the therapy set him on a path to being more physically independent. He wrestled and played baseball as a teenager. He says the Petersburg school has been very supportive over the years, and it showed at graduation, the day he got his diploma.
Zachary M. Christensen.
I really appreciate it. I might not always show it, especially with this fry. She's on my back a lot about grades, right? I'm graduating high school, probably thanks to her.
Cindy Fry has worked with Zach in the high school for 3 years through the special education department. She says Zach has a tenacious determination, not letting his disability get in the way of being successful.
Zach does not let anything really stop him. He gets his mind on a goal and he'll make it happen.
His goal now is to move to Montana as a diesel mechanic. He's enrolled in a 10-month vocational technical school, AvTech, in Seward. Zach says he enjoyed tearing apart and rebuilding a lawnmower in his high school shop class.
I just always love vehicles, and I like working with my hands.
Fry has been in contact with the Votech school about Zach's needs and says they have resources for him, like iPads for typing notes. He'll also bring wrist weights for helping with stabilization. She says the bigger challenge will be Zach advocating for himself.
Part of the message as they get to seniors is, okay, so how are you going to advocate this when you're an adult? What are you going to do? What are you going to say? Who are you going to go to? And that's some of the things that we work on.
Zach's mom thinks he'll do just fine.
He started off life almost losing his. When he got it back, that gave him a determination to thrive and live.
Back in the garden, Zach says after he finishes weeding, he's going to pack for a 3-day camping trip with friends.
You know, every kid needs to spread its wings, figure out where he's going. I'm excited, man. I'm ready to get out into the world, start the next chapter, see where life will take me.
Zach will have some familiar company at Avtech. Another Petersburg graduate is joining him there. This summer, though, Zach will be making money at a cannery in Kisilov. With a laugh, he says he's going to be the official tote washer there. For AK, I'm Angela Denning.